Hey, Bravo Lincoln's Mayor Edward Randell of Philadelphia. He rejected legislation to create a civilian panel review board that would monitor police activity. The mayor said the board would have a devastating effect on police morale. And that police feared civilians weren't qualified to judge misconduct cases. Well, what do you like? A little common sense here. Bravo Lingus. Civilian review board. Oh, I hate that. Slowly I turned. Hi, it's Grease.
Hi, Grease, man. I wanted to ask you how you would compare being a boss jock, like you always say, to just being an ordinary accountant like I am.
You're an accountant? Well, we have things in common. For example, when I'm constipated, I'll grab a pencil and work it out. Right? Like you do.
That is really sickening, Grease.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. And then we both have to have a good line of boulder dash. I mean, I've got to do bits. You've got to explain those books you claim are accurate.
Yeah, I've got to stand up for myself when I charge $250 an hour.
Exactly. Exorbitant fees.
Yeah. who do you think works out of me or you?
Well, I think we both go through hell. I mean, I certainly have a high-pressure position here, but yet it's a labor of love. And I would say that if yours is a labor of love, we work equally hard. If, however, you hate your job, you drag yourself in there, and you literally go through the motions each day, then I'd say you work harder.
Well, Grease, I'm somewhat of an admirer of you because sometimes I get bored just sitting there writing up numbers all day.
Right, so the radio's on?
Tiresome, if you know what I mean.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, you listen to me, that's all I could ask. That's all any man could ask, buddy. You tuned in, you cranked up. I try to tell jokes, but I want to make it one total fun, wacky fun. I mean, the whole thing has to be wacky, but sometimes you see things in the news that give you what we used to call, in psychological terms, the heebie-jeebies. And one of the things that gives you the heebie-jeebies is that Jack Kevorkian. Now, I know he's helping people that want to be helped. I know he's helping them, but he keeps coming up in the news. They keep passing laws. He keeps moving to different states. And before you know it, you want to have this guy help your suicide, you'll have to move to Bosnia-Herzegovina. And he'll hook you up to the carbon monoxide. Well, Michigan Attorney General Frank Kelly filed an appeal challenging a judge's ruling that overturned the state's ban on assisted suicide. So they're still going after Kevorkian. I mean, they overturned the law, so every time they overturn it, he hooks up another three or four people and gashes them out until they make it totally... they call him Dr. Death, but yet everybody that they make videotapes saying, this man is wonderful, he's helped us out, we're in excruciating pain and nobody can do anything. And so Dr. Jack has helped us. And so they try to pass laws, the laws get overturned, another three or four. Strap on the mask of eternity. Dr. Jack, man!
Dr. Jack is unique. You have heard the hype. They will suffer no more. Suck that tailpipe.